Santa Fe's Meow Wolf started 10 years ago as a dumpster-diving, do-it-yourself warehouse space. Today, it's an arts and entertainment powerhouse, part concert venue, part immersive fantasy world, and part learning center for kids. Last year, Meow Wolf decided to share its success and established a fund to support other DIY art spaces around the country. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is Meow Wolf's Danica Padilla. It's great to have you here, Danica.
Thanks so much for having me.
What do you mean by DIY spaces?
DIY usually refers to a group or a collective of folks who don't necessarily have a permanent exhibition like Meow Wolf does now. Most DIY spaces live in warehouses, found buildings, found places that are a little off the beaten path. Our DIY fund is set up to help spaces that not only support artists, but also musicians, performers, and just creativity in general. It's just an open space where, you know, people from the community can come and create together.
How are these spaces different from other community art spaces?
Many of these spaces are just a group of people who come together and really want to create without restrictions. They really are their own bosses. So a lot of other nonprofit arts organizations, you know, there's structure around what time you have to be there. And these DIY spaces and the artists who create there, this is their part-time job. They work full-time doing whatever they need to do to pay the bills, and then they create in their own time.
And what kind of assistance has Meow Wolf determined that these spaces need to survive or to thrive?
Well, we used to be one. You know, our founders grew up in Santa Fe, and they were really part of the Meow Wolf Collective before it was even a building. And we struggled with rent. We struggled with paying the bills. We struggled with electricity, you know, codes. Building codes and regulations are one of the biggest difficulties that these spaces have to overcome. And in 2016, there was a tragic fire in Oakland at a DIY space called Ghost Ship. 36 people perished there. And after that fire, government, local municipalities really started cracking down on these collectives and these art spaces that were on the fringe. And so many of them didn't have the funds to fireproof, to cut out another exit, to pay their rent. And so it's the kind of basic needs that they had that we really identified with. That was us. That used to be us.
As I said, this is the second year that you're going to be handing out this funding. How many organizations did you help last year?
106. It was 26 different states, and it has to be an established organization. So it has to have members or a space where creativity is already happening.
And this year, you're going for more organizations, and there's more money to go around.
Yes. Our goal this year is to give $250,000 away to many more DIY spaces. September 30th is when the application closes. So apply. And then we'll be distributing the funds in December.
Danica Padilla of Santa Fe's Meow Wolf has been talking about the Arts Center's initiative to support other alternative spaces around the country. It's called the Meow Wolf DIY Fund. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.